this is very limited, and it's only, I guess, if I understand it correctly, only being offered in Dallas and Los Angeles. It was started to be offered yesterday and only offered through tomorrow. Pizza Hut is offering its nothing but stuffed crust pizza. In fact, there is no pizza.
Just
a crust?
Just a crust.
Just stuffed crust.
Well, just like a stuffed crust.
It's like the breads they serve and everything else. Yeah. Except they're stuffed.
Yeah. Yeah. But, again, you got to be in Dallas and Los Angeles. It's a test case. And if things go well there, who knows? It could be something that... because they already have breadsticks of their own or whatever.
Yeah, so they're just stuffing them, in effect, because that's pizza dough.
Yeah. So it's in a big circle, and it's just the crust, and they sell it as local pizza.
Yeah. There you go.
Pizza kit. You take the crust home, and you build your own.
Well, you know. Thank you. The crust on pizza is always for a lot of people, just like the crust on pies for some people.
Yep.
It's a great thing that they enjoy. Other people, they just can't stand it. So this one is certainly something that we need to invest in. You know the highly sugared cereal Captain Crunch?
Oh, yes.
And one of the variations, the Captain Crunch Crunch Berries.
Uh-huh.
And they did, a few years ago, I'm not sure exactly when they did it, they did sell a version of the berries only. You know, they took all the and said, hey, look, oops, we made a mistake. It's the berries only, which I guess has been my... Now, they're doing that even better.
Or if you can buy those in Shipshawana.
Yeah. Very nice. Captain Crunch is now offering all mega berries. Berries that are three times larger than the Captain Crunch berries you find in the cereal. And it comes as its own snack pouch. Each serving contains 60 calories and 7 grams of sugar. Going to be found at local grocery stores near you. They come in packs of 12.
These are soft, gummy type?
Nope. It's the crunchy berries type. Yep.
Crunchy berries, like in the cereal.
Not real berries, right?
No. Right. The sugared berries that you find. But again, they're not just the small ones. They are now mega. They're three times larger.
That's more sugar. Yes.
More sugar.
Of course.
So there's your snack next time you need to get a little pick-me-up during the day.
Is there any wonder why more than 30% of the population in this country suffers from... Type 2.
I think Art's blaming the captain.
Oh, no. Among others.
We heard from Rick, who says, I'll keep an eye out for them in Shipshawana.
We enjoyed the marshmallows.
Yes, we did.
We talked about how they were selling the Lucky Charms marshmallows, and Rick found some.
Yes, he did. In bags.
In giant bags. Yes. He brought them back for us. All right, so yesterday... Pat Johnston brought this to my attention, and I couldn't believe what he told him. But it's one of those things that, as much as I believed you, Pat, I had to go look at it myself.
Yeah.
In the studios that we have here in our cafeteria, there have often been left food items that people bring in. You know, could be cookies, could be something that was handmade, could be something from the garden. We've had tomatoes, we've had cucumbers, we've had zucchini.
And help yourself. It's brought in so they can share with the staff.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to waste it.
Right.
Yesterday, on the cafeteria table, we found not one but two packages of Korean roasted seaweed.
They're still there.
Are they flat sheets like nori?
It's a little package.
Looks like maybe a package of ramen noodles or something.
Okay, now I just want to set this straight, guys. You know my passion for Asian food. I was not in the building yesterday.
I know.
I did not leave those.
We have a suspicion they may still be here the next time you come in. So you're welcome to them.
I plan to do that today to pick up the van, but that's beside
the point. Oh, well, heck. Because we figure if anyone's going to be able to utilize these, it's going to be you. Who else would know what to do with
seaweed?
Than you, Art Lewis. What do we do with this stuff?
Oh, make a salad out of it, reconstitute it, do anything you want. Who knows?
Well, it's a very attractive package. I mean, on the package, they have this beautiful display of blueberries on the very top. And then underneath it, it looks like the seaweed that I guess might be tasty. No MSG. Uh-oh, no preservatives. You know what that means. It's got a shelf life.
No.
Oh, boy.
What's the expiration date? Got one?
No, I don't see
Art
one
better anymore. Pick them up today, then.
Just says keep in a cool, dry place. That's all it says.
That's the lunchroom is fine for that then. Yeah, right.
Please return to place of purchase. Okay, as if you don't like it. It doesn't. I don't see any date on this though. When you're supposed to utilize it.
No, it's good forever.
What's that? Dried seaweed. Yeah.
Dried seaweed. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you don't need preservatives.
Well,
yeah,
I know. Would you? No. Yeah. Dried seaweed in Japanese food, of course, nori, which is the wrapper that you wrap sushi in, is dry seaweed. That's what it is.
See, I told you already.
I knew you.
Yeah. Right. And you'll be happy to know it also is
healthy for you.
This doesn't come in English, but it also has the Korean language too on this.
Oh, good.
So
good.
This is the real stuff. Right.
Maybe you could mix them up with those Captain Crunchberry things.
Make that a healthy snack. You get your sugar and your health at the same time.
I'm going to leave and look up recipes for Korean seaweed. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you.
I must say, now I don't know what it takes to make a recipe, but it seems like it's kind of small to me. It's 0.18 ounces, 5 grams.
Maybe it's just supposed to be for a garnish or something. Seaweed garnish.
I still would like to know
who brought it in.
Who brought it in and said, I think this is a joke from one of our coworkers. Somebody put this down there and said, let's just see if anybody takes these. And still no takers, right?
Nope.
No takers.
25 calories, that's all. Yeah. Serving size is one. Looks like it. I'm not even sure that's... No? So if anyone else has an idea what we can do with it, if anyone else is interested, perhaps, let us know. And perhaps if you are at home right now and you are ready to make a recipe and you realize that you are missing one key ingredient, dried seaweed, roasted seaweed, we have got it for you.
Got it here.
We have got it for you. See? Again, I think this has got to be the most unusual item ever
left. Yeah, it is. It has to be.
Right.
It's going to be hard to top that, folks.